Please rise. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. My dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, blessed New Year to you. I'm always overjoyed to spend the New Year in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as he is present here this morning to serve you and to serve me. It is right and proper that every Christian be in worship today, since to the world the events that we'll discuss today fly right by them, and which we remember, of course, we know is highly important for each of us. It's even important for them. As the world celebrates a new year, we, his bride, the church, celebrate the 8th day of our Lord's human life. And if you know your Old Testament, you know that on the 8th day, God commanded that all Hebrew baby boys were to be circumcised. And that's also the day when they were given their name. Luke records this event for us in a single verse, which you have heard read. And as we hear this verse, as we heard the words, we almost miss it. This verse is loaded with important truths for you and for me and for all people. Hence, let's combine two events today. Let's combine the new year and the circumcision in name of Jesus under one thought as we begin the year in Jesus' name. His name tells us, his name tells the world why he was born. Jesus was actually a very common name in Israel. In English, it's pronounced Joshua. You may know a Joshua, and you may remember Joshua of the Old Testament. He was given the mission of leading the Israelites into the Promised Land. And during this season, you've heard his name as it's pronounced from the Hebrew, the meaning. Joshua or Yeshua means the Lord saves. Joshua of the Old Testament was the forerunner of a greater Joshua who had come to save his people from their sins. Yeshua, Jesus, was the name that angel had told Mary and Joseph to name the baby boy. So as we begin 2020, we begin in Jesus' saving name. After all, his name isn't the Lord Judges or the Lord that you get away with anything that you want. It's the Lord Saves. That's why Jesus was born. He was born to save you and me and all people from sin, eternal death, and the power of the evil one. Now, in spite of the world's good intentions and New Year's resolutions, every single one of us are going to fail and fall short this year. Why? Because we're sinners. We'll disappoint ourselves, and we'll disappoint others, and we'll feel the guilt of our sins. But God gave his Son the name Jesus, the Lord Saves, and then poured out his Holy Spirit to you in his baptism. He actually poured onto each of you his name. Remember John 3:16? You're all saying it in your minds right now, but most people forget the following verse, which is equally important for all of us. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus is your Savior every single day in 2020 and beyond. That's why he was born. His circumcision tells us that he and how he would save us. Now, when you think about it, circumcision is rather harsh. It's a very bloody procedure, especially in the ancient Israel. It's still done today, yes, for health reasons. Yet it had a very, very special meaning for Abraham and his descendants. God gave it to Abraham as the sign of the covenant between me and you. That covenant was the promise that he would one day send a Savior through Abraham's descendants. Circumcision was a seal of the promise for Abraham and his offspring. They carried God's promise on their body as a permanent reminder of God's unchanging promise made to Abraham. Those who believe God's promise through the coming Redeemer would be saved. Centuries later, Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day, just as God had commanded. Since Jesus is a descendant of Abraham, yet much, much more, Jesus came to fulfill God's covenant to Abraham. Jesus put himself in our flesh under God's law so that he could live our life for us as God requires. Every commandment, every thought, every word, every deed, Jesus obeyed and lived purely and perfectly. And that counts. That counts for you and for me and for all his children. Jesus' circumcision guarantees that this little child, circumcised on the eighth day, saves you by living the life that you and I should have lived, but could and cannot. His circumcision shows you that he will save you by shedding his holy, innocent blood. As your Lord was circumcised, he felt the pain. His blood was spilled, proving to you that he came to die the death under God's severe judgment of sin. Jesus, the new Adam, would suffer the price of the breaking of God's law by old Adam. Your sin nature, my sin nature, old Adam, that results in us breaking God's holy law, and all those sins, all of it would be laid on Jesus and counted as his. As Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Your Savior's blood was spilled by a knife. Later, some 33 years later, by a whip, a crown of thorns, nails, and a spear. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Circumcision guaranteed that a Savior would be born. That promise has now been fulfilled for you and for me and for the entire world. 8 days after our Lord's birth, he places himself under the law. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of woman, born under the law, and shed his holy, innocent, precious blood, that we might receive the full rights of sons. The Lord, Yeshua, saves his people. Therefore, his name claims you as his own. God fulfills his covenant promise made to Abraham in circumcision, and has replaced it with a new covenant, a new promise through the gentle waters of holy baptism. Instead of pointing ahead to a coming Savior, holy baptism assures you and me that your gracious Savior has come and has cleansed and has named you with his name. Just as faith takes hold of God's promises in circumcision, faith also takes hold of his gospel promise in baptism. The Lord saves. Your sins are forgiven. You are his child, an heir of God. Jesus reinforces his baptismal promise of forgiveness by giving you today body and blood in his Holy Supper. Here today, dear one, Jesus comes to you and comforts you with his holy presence. Can you think of a better way to begin 2020? The Lord who loves you is on your side and is present in your life. Why? Jesus knows what you face every day. Remember from the book of Hebrews, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Jesus is living proof of God's good will toward you. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Jesus gives purpose to your life. Jesus gives purpose to your life. He died for all, and those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. And finally, Jesus gives security to your life. Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. My dear brother and sister, Happy New Year, a blessed New Year to you and to your family. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.